USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to which common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill and kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large capacity magazines, also ghost guns, are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti gets a 4-year prison sentence after being convicted on wire fraud and aggravated identity theft back in February. These charges came after he stole about $300,000 from adult film star Stormy Daniels' book deal advance, which was worth $800,000. Avenatti's attorney, Robert Baum, says Avenatti's biggest concern is his inability to be a lawyer.
He's distraught about his inability to practice law again because this is what he loved more than anything else.
The sentence will run concurrently with his sentence for attempting to extort $25 million from Nike, bringing the total amount of prison time to 5 years. The twists and turns in the Michigan gubernatorial race on the Republican side continue.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a businessman considered to be a leading candidate for the GOP nomination. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the GOP ballot over invalid signatures. Five other candidates are on the ballot. The winner will face Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.